This is the Light Goddess Podcast. I am Jude Hotep, the goddess astrologer and soul coach. If you are here, it is because you are divine feminine soulpreneur, and come hell or high water, you will root more love into this world. Let's get into it. I've helped hundreds of women heal past life shadow, trauma, and old wounds to reclaim their power, make more money, and make a big impact in this world. Through an astrology reading, you can clarify purpose, and it points the way to deeper self-love and deeper self-acceptance, so you can step into those higher echelons of confidence and make your wild, audacious dreams come true. I am doing astrological research right now, and as such, I'm giving this amazing opportunity for you to book a pick your price astrology reading. So my normal price is $297, but right now you can book a pick your price astrology reading and pay in between $55 and $297. Here's the thing, I invite you to pay as close to $297 as you can. The same amount of love and energy and time goes into it. And also pay what you honestly feel you can pay, anywhere between $55 and $297. So if you'd like to book this with me during this amazing opportunity, you can do that at thegoddessastrologer.com. That's thegoddessastrologer.com. Welcome back to the Light Goddess Podcast. I'm Jude Hotep, the Goddess Astrologer and Alchemical Initiatrix. Excited to share this episode with you all. I hope you're doing amazing. We have a Capricorn full moon on the 3rd of July coming up on Monday, and that full moon forecast is up on Light Goddess YouTube. So check it out over there. Channeled some amazing information that my guides wanted to bring through for all of you. And then, of course, there's a sun sign horoscopes and oracle card readings in the second part of the new moon and full moon forecast every month at Light Goddess YouTube. Let's get into this episode about our ego, our higher self, about 3D and 5D. Let's define terms. If you've been here for 475 episodes, you know, realize that those episodes are not outdated. Go back and listen to them. They will help you manage your mind. They will help you handle your emotions and become masterful with your emotions. And I've been talking about this for a long time, but let's define terms just in case any of you are new to the podcast or don't know what it means. I've been asked recently to kind of break things down. So the third dimension, you know, we can put it into so many different terms. How are you thinking about it for yourself? You know, for me, it's very much when we're in, I don't think it's helpful to say when it's just that we're in lower frequencies or negative emotions. I don't think that's helpful. We are humans. We are on the earthly plane. We are always going to have the full spectrum of emotions. So I'm sorry. I just don't agree that 5D is all la la la, happy emotions all the time. And if you're not, then you've went back down into 4D or 3D. I think that is a bunch of bullshit. I think that really hinders our being spiritually mature and not speaking in the spiritual woo-woo speak. That is spiritual bullshit that keeps us not understanding the invisible world, the energetic world, where we need to master this world because AI is reaching the level of sentience. We need to be able to be masterful and navigating this world through our intuition. This is why I'm doing this episode, because I want to help you to navigate this world with your intuition and your higher self and your ego no longer fighting each other. So that's what we're going to get into in this episode. But let's just define terms of 3D. There's so many ways you can look at it. Third dimension is the gravity pool. It is the tangible physical reality. It is where our vibration is much slower. It's a heavier, denser, slower frequency. Literally, in physics, we can look at this and we can measure it. Fifth dimension is where frequency is much higher, and we have access to more of our psychic faculties, our psychic gifts, more access to all of the capacities and the faculties of our brain, our human machine, you know, functioning ability. And third dimension is also, you could say, that it's really related to, we could call it the matrix. But what is the matrix? How do you define that? You know, many people think that money is the matrix and the old capitalism and the systems, but we have to be really intelligent thinkers. We can't lose our intelligence, and we always want to increase it. The capitalism is not 3D or not bad. It's the way we've used capitalism, and we've really proven that people can work around all the codes, the tax codes, use legalities, use lawyers, and use money to really make be in a system that does not work for all people. So I don't really believe that it's capitalism that doesn't work. It is the systemic system underneath, the structures underneath that system. Capitalism could be great if we didn't have people with billions of dollars rewriting tax code and paying off senators to pass bills to allow their company to get away with toxic dumping and not having to pay taxes at all. I mean, Amazon, there's years where they didn't have to pay taxes at all. And yet the average person making 100K or less or 250K or less, which is not much money, y'all, that's barely, if it is, middle class, depending on the city and state that you live in. So we have, especially with inflation where it is today, what used to cost $349 is $949 now. We have to be real about what is happening. And we have to be real about it's not capitalism itself. It is the structures and the systemic way the system is set up. It is all of the things that are going on underneath it all, the Scorpio, shadow Scorpio parts of it. So then you can look through the lens of evolutionary astrology and looking at evolutionary condition of the soul, where we look at the consensus status quo, 70% of the population, roughly, these are rough numbers, of course, about 26% of the population is individuated, meaning they think for themselves. They don't let other people tell them what's right, wrong, what is something to be scared of. So then you should be controlled by fear and then make this decision, et cetera, et cetera. They're thinking for themselves and making decisions based on their own research, thinking it through, their own intuition, I hope. But individuated doesn't necessarily mean you're spiritually awakened. Individuated doesn't mean you're necessarily using your intuition. It could just mean you're only using the logic and rational analytical function of the mind. And then there's the spiritualized group of society, of humanity, which is more of like a Joan of Arc or a Saint Therese of Avila or a Buddha or Jesus, a Mary Magdalene, etc. A Gandhi, somebody like that, where they're spiritualized. And so what if 70% of the population was individuated instead of consensus status quo, where they just do what they're told? They don't think, they don't ask, and then they get feared out by the media. And the media, of course, is a machine that's perpetrated on the people on purpose to very specifically facilitate certain narratives, which fear people out, and then people are very controlled by the fear. And they're already not thinking for themselves, asking questions, doing their own research, right? So what if 70% of the population, instead of being in that consensus herd state, that status quo state, was individuated, asking questions, doing their own research, thinking for themselves? And then add to that, what if we were following our intuition? This is what we can, this is the change that we can affect by being who we are, where we are women who are bringing light, standing up in visibility, greater money, greater confidence in the world, upgrading our self-worth, healing all the shadow and shit, so we can make a big impact in the world and change this world. We're changing the world. We are making a ripple effect upon the quantum field, upon the web of life. We can do it intentionally or unintentionally. We can do it consciously or unconsciously, but we are always affecting that field. And so we could think of the 3D as this evolutionary condition of the soul, where it's the herd state. People aren't thinking for themselves. They don't ask questions. They don't do research. They really are still under the illusion that reality is the work, eat, sleep, entertainment cycle. That reality is school, career, family, retirement, death. Really under that And here's the thing I'll tell you recently, I've woken up from how I was looking at my past and narrating it through the lens of the status quo, the 3D or the matrix, that what I just said, that school, career, family, retirement, death, assembly line, false idea of what reality is. And I was realizing how negatively and judgmentally I was viewing things I had been through in the past where I wasn't able to obtain that supposed definition of success. And I completely saw the program running in my own psyche. I was blown away and completely sat down, pen to paper, pulled that apart, said, I am not narrating my life through this program, through this illusion anymore. That was a blind spot. That was an area I was sleepwalking in. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. Pulled that apart, and I re-narrated that past of mine as, you know, in a different way that, A, allowed me to be empoweredly standing now looking back at it, and also rewriting my past, literally, because I'm rewriting the narration that I have of the past, which is what we can do, which is a part of 5D consciousness, where we can literally rewrite the past. So I've kind of defined 3D in several different ways. You know, what are your definitions? What are definitions you're finding out in the world? What are you coming across? How are you explaining it for yourself? And then fifth dimensional, the frequency is a much higher vibratory rate. The rate, the speed of our frequency is much higher in 5D. And then we have access to higher emotions. We are living through our higher self. We are in more of a unity consciousness through diversity. We are in a consciousness where we can, our higher self can see around corners, see around obstacles, knows how to move us. We just trust. We live in a way where we trust that the next stepping stone is going to be there as we're reaching our foot out to step upon it, even though we couldn't see it beforehand. It's that sort of living life of always knowing I'm going to be okay. I will be all right. There's always going to be the stepping stone rising up out of the water for me to place my foot upon as I'm walking across this lake, so to speak. One thing I want to note, that there are a lot of dark forces of evil, a lot of people who are narcissists, psychopaths, sociopaths, a lot of people who are dark but hide out in the light as if they're light workers, they have platforms, they have big businesses, they are acting like they are good, that they are doing, that they are for you, that they want good for you, they appear that way to you, and they skip the heart chakra. They have the lower three, of course, we all have, connected to the 3D, connected to the earthly plane, the tangible, visible world. And then the higher three chakras, throat, third eye, and crown, connected to the invisible realms and the 5D and the higher dimensions and psychic faculties, psychic gifts, reading energy, the ability to reading minds is a rare skill. It's literally only few people on the population, but when you read energy, it's as if you're reading minds. If you're really good and solid at reading energy, you can see what's in there. And so being a medium, all these types of skill sets, channeling, the higher three chakras. So somebody that's awake and conscious but dark, having malicious intent to harm people, manipulate people, get narcissistic food and supply constantly is their sole purpose. They are not doing anything for humanity, only doing something to grow their own aim in life and control and dominate and to keep that going because it supports what they want for themselves. They skip the heart chakra, so they have the higher three chakras. So they're psychic, they're a medium, they channel, they look like they do spiritual things. You can't be fooled by this stuff. You have to use your ability to read energy and develop that skill. You have to develop the skill of your intuition. So let's get to a technique. I talked about this technique in the full moon forecast, but I'm going to go into it really clearly here for you. So it is laid out very specifically and very well so that you know how to do this technique, because this is a powerful exercise to engage in, to begin to form a relationship with your higher self where your ego isn't fighting it anymore, and your ego is actually willing to succumb and to go along with the higher self, and like believes in the higher self too, and like, oh, the higher self is there protecting me, helping me navigate this earthly terrain. This is a good thing. So it's going along with the higher self and is getting out of the way and stopping to fight to allow the higher self to be the one making your decisions in your life. And this exercise will allow you to either, you know, to allow you to do this. You may be working with your higher self in great detail. You may be pretty far down that path, and I'll tell you though, this exercise was really powerful for me. And it showed me where my higher self is already in charge and already acting and how I'm getting information. And so what you will get out of this exercise will be different from everyone. So it's not exactly, you know, you might get something completely different than the reason I'm offering it to you. And so I really encourage you to do it no matter how far along you feel like you are spiritually. I would not discount this exercise, because you'll get way different beautiful things out of it than perhaps I even know that's possible that I can express here. And I'd love for you to get into the comments of TikTok, get into the comments of the YouTube and let me know about it. I'd love to hear about it and hear about your experiences. So let me teach you this technique. Okay, here's the official technique exercise. You can modify it, do it however you want, get whatever you want out of it. And really, there's so many things that have come out of doing it that I didn't expect. So what you do is you take 6 weeks, put it on your calendar, make it real, commit to it, like choose that you are going to commit to doing this. What you do is you begin throughout your day asking your higher self questions. You do not do any sort of predictive questions. Will this happen? What is going to happen tomorrow? Nothing predictive, because that engages the ego. So in this exercise, we don't want to do that. You can do that some other time for other purposes. You ask your higher self questions like, should I eat tacos or pizza? Should I turn left or should I turn right? Very low risk questions. Also, my other piece of advice is, if you really want to go walk in the park and that's what you want to do, and you don't want to have to do something else, if your higher self says, no, you shouldn't go walk in the park, then don't ask your higher self, should I go walk in the park? Yes or no? Because if the answer is no, here's the piece that's really important about this exercise. You need to follow through and do what your higher self says to do during this 6 weeks. So the workaround is, don't ask your higher self any questions where you don't want to do the opposite thing. So say you want to go have a drink one night and your higher self says, no, don't do that. Well, then don't ask it if you should or not. Just go have the drink. Does that make sense? So basically what you're doing is you're setting 6 weeks on your calendar. You're going to make a commitment, make a choice to do this. Each day, you have a little meditation in the morning. Could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You don't have to make it a big ordeal. You just sit down with your higher self. Check in. Get quiet. Commune with it. Maybe gaze at a candle that's lit. Maybe put some essential oils around you. But let your mind and the thoughts drift away. I hope you're doing a meditation practice, because it's so important for us at this time. It's just monumentally necessary to meditate. But this is the separate thing, that exercise that you're doing, where you're just communing with your higher self and you're setting the intention. Hey, I'm having this relationship with you. I want to build this relationship with you. Talk to it. You know, understand that it is you, but it's your soul self that is partially out of this tangible personality self and partially within your personality self. But it can see all the obstacles. It can see around corners. It knows more information than you have in your personality ego. And have the conversations daily about, I want to have my ego calm down and not be doing me in, because it doesn't feel safe. It's scared. It past life stuff's coming up, traumas, wounds. It feels slighted. It feels judged. It feels insecure, etc. I want to do big things in my life. I want to change my life. I want to step into this next role. I want to get this project accomplished. I want to make more money, etc. So higher self, I'm going to ask you questions throughout the day, and I'm going to listen to the answer. So if you say turn right, I'm going to turn right. The answers will usually feel, they won't feel like what you would have guessed. They will often be the opposite of what you were going to do. You're probably going to turn left. Your higher self says turn right, so you turn right. And in your mind, your brain is like, oh my God, this way takes so much longer. Why are we going this way? But because you turned right, you saw this beautiful neighborhood that you're like, wow, this is so beautiful. I've never seen this neighborhood. This would be a beautiful neighborhood to live in. Or maybe, you know, 2 weeks later, that's the neighborhood you have to find somebody's house in that you've never met for a get-together and a backyard party. But now you've already been there once, so you have a frame of reference. It's more familiar to you. It feels better. Or you just see beautiful flowers and trees, and it's just very calming, and it's more in that 5D vibration of beauty surrounding you and positive energy, and see it like being in this calm, lovely energy. Instead of the busy, harried highways, if you would have turned left. This is just an example, but you get what I'm saying, right? So you follow what your higher self says to do. So you ask it, like, should I have a meal right now? And your higher self says yes. So then you have the meal. You ask, should I eat this candy bar? Your higher self says no. Your higher self says yes. Don't expect your higher self to always say something that you don't want. Your higher self oftentimes, like the other day, I was doing this exercise and I was asking it if I should go to the park, and I really wanted to go to the park. And that's when I realized about not asking it things I don't want to do, so that I do this exercise and give it a really good, give it my all in, go all in on doing this exercise. So I want to get everything out of it that I can. And my higher self said, yeah, go to the park, go walk. And here's what's interesting about that is I went to walk. It was way too hot. I'm in Texas right now at the time of this recording, and it is unbearable. It's over the hundreds every day, and the heat is just pumping, and it's just literally waves of heat on top of it just being hot outside in the summer in general, and it's just pumping, and I just can't deal with it. I can't handle it, the heat. It's too much. And so I went for the walk. So my higher self could have told me no, because my higher self knew that I was going to get there and turn around and go back to my car and figure out something else that was going to help get that energy out. But my higher self said, yeah, go for a walk. So that's what was really fascinating about it, is that my higher self probably knew that I wasn't going to complete the walk. There's no point in driving and doing all the things, but it also knows that I needed to see it for myself. Like, who I am, I need to see and experience for myself most of the time. And I needed to walk down the path halfway and realize, like, yeah, I can't even get through one pass of this path. I just can't do it. It's just too hot. So I went back to my car. So that was really fascinating. It was really surprising information. And I thought my higher self was going to say, no, don't go. And I really wanted to, but then when I got out there, it was just too hot to walk, so it was unbearable, so I just stopped and did something else. So the exercise is about getting the ego out of the way, getting the ego to start trusting that the higher self has our best interest in mind, that the higher self is looking out for the ego, that we're not against the ego. The ego has to go through the pain, loss, and challenge. The ego has to go through people judging, living in this society, standing up for our light, and speaking out and being individuated, speaking out in ways where 70% of humanity is not. 70% of humanity is spelled and under the illusion. And we have to face that constantly, where no one really agrees and we're kind of an island to ourselves in a large way. And our ego has to walk in this world and have a straight spine, stand up straight and be confident and be proud and have self-worth and express that and be assertive and do hard things. So we want to really honor and love and nurture and take care of the ego instead of putting it down all the time. But we don't want to let the ego keep making decisions from the past, from our trauma, from our wounds, from its fears, from its unwillingness to be uncomfortable because its identity is wrapped up in that old familiar terrain that we keep recreating and recreating and recreating because it feels safe and comfortable. Because we're so committed to the victim story, we're so committed to our own disempowerment, we're so resigned to being poor or being in the I don't know or being in the drama or the bad relationship or whatever it is. And so that's this exercise. I hope this exercise makes sense. You kind of do it for 6 months. You do a little meditation every day where you're just communing with your higher self, just kind of talking about your intention and what you're trying to do, just formulating that relationship. And then throughout the day, you ask really low-risk questions about things you're okay with, whatever the answer will be. And then you do whatever your higher self does to basically, over the six-week period, convince and show experientially your ego that it's safe to trust your higher self so your higher self can start getting into the driver's seat of your life. For me, what this showed me was how much I'm always already listening to my higher self. It's always giving me the feedback and the information. I kind of know when my ego took over or and what's going on there. Like, okay, this is a wound. This is trauma. This is feeling unsafe. There's something here. Just it's not willing to want to be uncomfortable. How do I – and going in and working with that. Okay, this last piece of this episode, I want to get to some really important points. Living your life numbed out, you could be having amazing experiences all day long, but really living in a 3D numbed out way where like maybe you have a wonderful apple crisp that you made, you have fresh raspberries to put on top of it, you had a chocolate milk today, the sun is shining, you have a clean house, you have a wonderful bed with wonderful covers and an amazing blanket that feels so safe and wonderful at night. You have wonderful animals and you have great relationship with them and you love them and they love you and they come to you. Maybe you have a great relationship with your children, with your partner, with your spouse. You have wonderful experiences, great friendships. You're expanding. You keep growing. You're healing. But yet, there's just this constant perpetuity of striving, trying to get to things not being right, what's not right, like focusing on everything that's not right. And so you're not even enjoying the amazing things you do have. And believe me, I get it. If you've been having these good things for a while and you've grown out of them and you want to step into the next up level in your external world, not just internally and spiritually, but externally, you're ready to level up. I really get it. I really understand it. I've been there so many times. And with that said, it's a way to step out of 3D, not denying or repressing it, seeing it, being aware of it, that it's there, but stepping into the 5D and just choosing to be in this present moment right now with possibility land surrounding you, rather than letting your brain complain and find all the reasons why it can't and why the past proves that you can't, or why there will be problems, and the past proves that there will be problems. Instead, really enjoying and loving the things you have and putting your heart energy to it, kind of like the Celestine Prophecy talks about. I really recommend that, you know, a review of that book. It's such a great, amazing spiritual book. So like one of the first ones that came to me in really magical ways, and it just made sense immediately, and it really... You know, it's a book that a lot of people have really had in common on the spiritual path. But I really recommend revisiting it, giving your food love, imagining the flower of your heart chakra opening up when you're spending time with your kids, your partner, and your animals. Really being in the moment rather than thinking all these things, making content in your head while you're eating lunch. Like, actually just eat lunch. We have all these dreams so often of being rich or wealthy or traveling or adventures or having this house or speaking on stage, doing all these things, and yet we don't actually enjoy the amazing parts of our lifestyle at this moment of having an amazing lunch that like you couldn't go to a restaurant and want something better. For example, I made this apple crisp with fresh raspberries on it, and my favorite egg salad with this truffle mayonnaise. And there isn't, you know, have some radishes in it and some dill and some cayenne. There isn't a meal on the planet that can really trump this meal. This meal is homemade. It's delicious. I love it. I don't want anything else. I don't want. I have. And so I just sank in to my lunch like, oh, I'm here. I've arrived. I have amazing life. I have amazing experiences in my life. And I really looked at how there's just that striving and that longing of the Neptune and Pisces and realized Neptune is so strong right now, which means we can really be in this longing, this idealization, this nostalgia, this yearning, which kills the truth of the amazingness of what we have right now. So this is a part of stepping out of 3D and just stepping over to that 5D, just as a daily exercise, moment to moment to moment, as you're able to throughout the day, throughout the week. Notice when your brain, your ego is really running the show because it's looking to make your decisions through the past. It's sifting through the past for evidence about whatever it's complaining about, about whatever it is assuming will not go wrong, or assuming that it's a big drama fest when it's just life. Shit in life happens. The basement floods. The person doesn't show up. Reschedules happen. Somebody pulls out in front of you. You run out of something you thought you had 5 more packs of, and you've got to run to the store immediately because it's a necessity. Whatever, fill in the blank, but it's just normal life. That is just normal life. It's not some big catastrophe, but how are we narrating it as if like, oh my God, my world is over and the other shoe's going to drop and nothing's going to go well. That narration is that 3D narration, that ego personality, with good reason, fears, old wounds, traumas, past life issues. So we have to simultaneously go in and heal those things. And you know, I talk about that so much on the podcast. Go through the episodes where I teach the techniques, talk about techniques. Light Goddess Monthly Membership is where I teach all of that. Reach out to me if you're interested, because I'm rebuilding some things for it in the background right now. You can get started by booking a Pick Your Price astrology reading and digging into your astrology about like where the wounds are and the things that your soul is wanting you to overcome to step into that 5D. So there's reasons why our ego might be doing all of that. And even so, we can choose to just step into the 5D. Are you trying this out? Are you doing this? How is it going for you? I'm doing this lately. I have had a really long healing journey after some mega things went down in my life. And then suddenly I found myself healing past lives and childhood and adult, basically everything that's ever happened in this life, but also past lives all together cumulatively. I found myself healing it all. And I was in massive trauma healing, which was so intense. I mean, I was on my knees most of the time. I was having flashbacks constantly. I could not do mindset. I could not do thought work and mind management work at the time because it would bring up trauma or flashbacks. I was just going step by step by step as I could do it. And getting to the other side of that was monumental, so massive in my life. And yet it didn't mean that everything in my tangible reality just magically changed for the better and was all, you know, even basically at a level. Meanwhile, at a soul level and at a healing level and internally and emotionally, mentally, psychologically, profound, massive shift. And so lately, I've been at a place where all of this work I have done with healing has allowed me to see some things that need to be healed or worked with or pulled apart right now that I'm working through that are coming up from past lives and stuff and from what's happened the last 3 years of my life. And I'm pulling it apart and being real about it. And I'm also just approaching it all from like a more 5D way. I'm not repressing it. I'm not stuffing it down. I'm not denying it's there. But I'm also, because I've got my business I'm running all day long, doing content, putting content out, doing all of the work that all of the many hats we wear in business, doing client work, doing charts, doing astrological research, preparing for speeches, preparing for presentations and guest appearances and doing all these things. And I would like to do all those things from a 5D place, not from a begrudging, like, oh, I have to get all this done. Life feels so hard. I'm never getting to where I want to get to place. But I want to do it from a place of 5D. This is fun. This is amazing. I just made my thumbnail for the Capricorn full moon video. And that's one of my joys of the things that I do in my business. And I never knew how great I was at art and beauty, but it's like, hello, Venus is like the last dispositor, the final dispositor of my chart. Like, it makes sense. Beauty is so important to me. And actually, beauty is consciousness expanding and raising. And beauty is practical, which is funny because Taurus is such a practical sign and Venus rules Taurus, all about beauty. Really fascinating how all of this works. I love this stuff. I love astrology, how it explains everything in life and how when we use it, we understand everything in life. No longer do we have to be baffled. No longer do we have to not know about the universe. I keep hearing people in the spiritual collective saying like, oh, we're never going to know everything about all of it. I'll tell you what I do. I keep asking questions and I keep getting answers. I'm talking to my guides. I'm channeling from all over the universe. I keep reading deep books and understanding like what applies now, what's outdated, where are we going, what's the new information coming, how could I look at it just completely differently and interestingly to expand and explore possibilities and expand my ability to conceptualize. I don't think there's anything we can't understand if we choose to, if we desire to. This is an amazing world full of possibilities, full of magic, full of creation and creativity. And what is so important is that structure supports that. Structure is the womb. Structure is feminine. It's Capricorn. It's feminine. It's the womb. Structure and form and order is actually feminine. Just think about how amazing this realization is that it's always seen as masculine. Not so. It's Capricorn form, structure, order that says, hey, this baby, to have this creation, we're going to give it form and structure and order. There's going to be a certain length of time, 9 months gestation. These things grow in this month and trimester, and these things grow in this trimester, and these things grow in this trimester. We're going to have a structure, the womb that's going to surround it and nurture it, and the nutrients are going to come through the blood and through the umbilical cord, and the mother is going to need to be nurturing and healthy and all these things, right? The organization and everything in nature has a beauty to it, an organization to it. You've seen those videos where it shows you how in the universe, same in a tree, same in a snail, same in a seashell, same in our own body and all the dendrites and the brain and the synapses and our cells and our nerves. It's all of the same thing. Different embodiments of consciousness. So I really encourage you to see if you can start really living from your higher self, asking your higher self to take the driver's wheel in your life more. Step over into that 5D while seeing what problems and things may be there. But it's like that Einstein quote, to come to all of those problems in a different way from that 5D place, from your higher self place, from a different mind than the mind that created the problem or the mind that understood that there was a problem. And see what can happen. See how you can walk in the world differently. Try this week. Experiment. Be open. Flow with this. And see if it lifts you up, if it allows you to kind of just step out of all of the hard stuff. Because I'll tell you right now with the astrology, wherever you're feeling struggle or depression, that's where you have this opportunity to step into the 5D and just try it. Just do the experiment. Like, I'm just going to step over here. I'm just going to, and here's what this can look like. Here's a way you can conceptualize it to do it for yourself, because it might be like, well, that sounds really easy, but what do I actually do? Like, how do you do it? I don't like leaving people with that. So one of the ways I'm personally conceptualizing, and again, get in the comments on TikTok at The Goddess Astrologer, or get in the comments on YouTube at The Goddess Astrologer, and let me know how you're figuring it out for yourself. So I'd love for us all to share ideas with each other. Also, if you're not in the Light Goddess Facebook group, that's where we can continue this conversation and talk about these things. Because one of the ways I'm conceptualizing it and doing it is really being in the possibility, really stepping into that 5D in my mind and being like, nope, I'm just going to be in this idea of possibilities, trusting and seeing, also showing myself all the evidence in my life of how I just trusted, how I was just okay, how I got a miracle concert ticket, how I just believed I'm getting into this concert. I don't know how. And then sure enough, I put my finger up in the air to let people know I was looking for a concert ticket for free and I wanted to get into the show, and somebody came up to me and they said, happy birthday, and they let me in. And there was like a couple of complications, of like I had to walk with them and they had to like scan it on their phone and all this kind of stuff, but it all went beautifully. It happened. I just believe I'm getting into this concert. I don't know how, but I am getting into this concert. Just being in the magic, being in the possibility, being in the belief of my ego might want it to look like this very set way and feel comfortable. I have my ticket already. I'm very comfortable. I don't have to talk to strangers. I don't have to look like I'm this or that or however people might think of me. I don't have to appear this way. I don't have to just be free floaty or maybe be late to the show or whatever. The ego would shut me down from that experience. When I stepped in 5D and I just believed, like, I'm getting in the show. I don't know how. It all went so beautifully and magically. The tickets were sold out. I'm getting into the show. And so how can you do that? So I think about it as possibilities instead of the old probabilities that the ego makes true again in our future, today, tomorrow, in the next hour, in the next 25 minutes, in the next 2 days, makes true again the same shit that we've already lived in the past, because it's basing all of its decisions off the past and it thinks it has to keep recreating the past. Our ego is very confused. It thinks it has to keep recreating the past. Also, to our ego, that feels familiar and comfortable because it's known quantity. That's why this exercise is so useful, to help our ego start to get really comfortable with not knowing how it's all going to go down. And allowing ourselves to step into that place of, I just want to be in the possibilities. I want to believe good is coming my way. That I'm going to disattract the clients that are just problem clients. They don't want to do the work. They want me to prove why the methods work. They don't want to really dig in. They just want to complain. And they're not really actually serious, ready to change their life and get transformation. And instead, I'm going to just trust that the clients that end up signing with me are the clients that are like digging in and doing the work and believing in this process. And then of course they get massive transformation and results. And I'm all in on them and doing my work in it all, and they're all in, and it's just amazing symbiosis. It's just that soulmate clients just love to work with because they're all in. And they do it. I'm just going to believe that the clients that are just in love with astrology are the clients that are coming into Light Goddess, the clients that are booking readings, that are just so hungry to know about their own beautiful like puzzle of who they are and their gifts and talents and why they have these challenges in their life. And they want to overcome. They want to ask the questions. I'm just going to believe that the research I'm doing is going to be the perfect presentation to put together for this audience coming up. Whatever it is, fill in the blank for you. But I'm just going to believe and be in the possibilities and be in this trust. Like for me, I never liked trust, but I'm really loving this idea of trust in a different way of like, I'm trusting that it's not going to go the way some set way I have in my mind, or the set way in my mind that feels like it would be the most safe or comfortable or secure. Because that's what's really up for us this week. Where are we hiding because it feels safe, comfortable, or familiar? And to be in 5D, we have to let go of that. But that our identity is often really wrapped up in that. Here's a great example. Say you always had a band you went to see, or like some restaurant or some group you always went out with. Well, you have the set way you do it. You get dressed a certain way. You wear a certain thing that makes you feel comfortable and makes you feel like you look good. You expect certain people to be there. You go into the establishment and you have a certain routine. You go to the bathroom first, then you get a water or a beer, and then you go sit at the table and you have a certain thing that you do to make yourself feel comfortable and secure. What if instead of that sort of routine, and apply that to a birthday party or apply that to going to your parents or your in-laws or whatever it is, the set way you do things to make yourself feel secure and comfortable, what if you just go? What if you just wear something completely different, try something new and maybe not have pockets and see, okay, well, I'm just going to have to hold my phone and my keys in my hand and, you know, how will I dance? How will I do it? I don't know, but I just really like this skirt that doesn't have pockets. I just want to be free and be free from restriction, free from, like, have liberation. We hold ourselves back because we think having these comfortable lines, the color in between is keeping us safe when it's actually limiting us from our expansion and from following the flow that our higher self knows that will not only take us to more joy, more magical experiences of life, more fun, more creativity, but also around all of the obstacles that are really unnecessary that we keep bumping up against because we're sunk back down into more of a 3D ego-driven life. And so when I conceptualize just stepping over into that 5D, I conceptualize, like, I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm just going to trust that, you know, this main theme, it's like kind of putting my target down, but I don't know what arrows are going to land. Is it the blue arrow or the white arrow? Do I need to shoot it from the left or shoot it from the right, shoot it with my feet or stand on top of a log? Like, you know, I don't know how we're going to get there and how the road is going to weave and wind. But I know the general target. I'm getting into this concert. You know, I'm driving 40 minutes and I'm going to go to the show. I don't know how I'm going to get there. But I trust that this ultimate outcome is going to happen and the journey to it's going to be magical. And I'm going to let it unfold in 5D and let my higher self figure it all out for me. Why am I got to figure it out? Why am I trying to let my mind do it when the mind doesn't even know anything? The mind ego only knows chewed gum. It has no flavor. It is regurgitating our past, and we don't want the past. We want what we have never had before. More money, more confidence, upgraded self-worth, standing on stages in our business and in our life, soulmate relationships and clients and friendships. We want what we don't already have. We may want to keep all the amazing things we do have, but we also are always looking to expand and grow and evolve. That's the whole point of everything. I hope this episode really serves you and lifts you up and inspires you. I hope it's informative of how to do these things and not just feeling like airy-fairy, like, oh yeah, I'll just do that. I hope that I gave you some really clear examples of how you can play with this for yourself, how you can take these steps for yourself. And so it's more concrete and more tangible. And I'm just sending you so much love. I really appreciate you being here so much. I appreciate any reviews. If you want to go over to Apple and give the podcast a review, it would mean so much. And I'll see you back here on next Thursday. There's a new episode out every Thursday of the Light Goddess Podcast. And check out the episodes of yore because they are not outdated, y'all. I'm sending you so much love.